I'm so excited to share with you that the doors are officially open for my first ever phone-free event that's happening in Los Angeles, California on February 28th at Mudwater Gather in Santa Monica, with the option for you to dive even deeper on March 1st. Now look, this event is about you. It's about you building connections and community and us all really bringing this analog revolution to life and reminding our hearts and souls what we truly crave most, what nourishes our being, which is co-regulating with other humans, having our mirror neurons dance together, sharing experiences together, but also learning together. So on top of all the community and connection possibilities for you, there's also an incredible lineup of speakers. I've got internationally renowned nervous system expert Sarah Baldwin, Nike master trainer Brandon Collingsworth talking about purpose and meaning, and Mandy Balak, who's the president of the Gathering Festival, which is one of the largest marketing and branding conferences in North America. So we're going to be diving deeper into what does the future look like to walk alongside technology and use technology as a tool. Now look, if you want to dive even deeper, there's limited space for a VIP dinner on the Saturday night. And if you want to go even deeper, if it's aligned for leaders, coaches, therapists, entrepreneurs, branding, marketing, whoever is called, there's a mastermind on the Sunday morning with even more limited seating. And that's going to be about what does the future look like to create in this world with technology. So if this sounds like something you're interested in, you want to find out more and save your spot, go to markgroves.com/future. I can't wait to see you there. Hello and welcome to another episode of the Mark Groves Podcast. Today I'm coming at you with an espresso shot of a solo episode. You know, there's a saying that when someone won't change, you have to change how you orient to them not changing. So if I've done everything I can, let's say I have a family member I want to speak to, and I say, look, it's really important. I really have a few things that I'd like to share with you. I'd like to hear you out, but I'd like to clear some things with you. I'm really interested in creating a relationship with you that feels safe, that feels open, and that we can have hard conversations. Does that sound like something you're open to, right? Let's say I did that. And they say no, or they get reactive. My work is done. What will come with that, what I just said, is tons of grief, abandonment, probably a bit of shame. So why am I not important enough that they'll have this conversation with me? Why do I care about generating a relationship with them? Why do I care? Why don't they care? The determinants of how we feel about ourselves is based on how we show up to the world. When someone else doesn't show up for us, that actually is not correlated to our value in any way. But when we haven't shown up fully, we will feel the hurt of that. But when we have shown up and we've gotten into integrity with what we want to generate in a relationship, and again, we're assuming that someone can even do it, right? Because a lot of people can't have these conversations. If there's a part of you that feels unworthy because they can't show up, I want you to really love that part of you, because somewhere along the lines, people have not shown up for you that modeled, that created that imprint. What's being brought forward by this relationship with them and this conversation is this imprint that you have not yet loved this part, that you, so as if I show up and I have the conversation the best I can with the skills I can, as best I can, right? And I can say, I did everything I could. My worth is there. I'm in integrity. I'm showing up. I'm loving all out. I've got boundaries. I'm not chasing. And so what happens is there's going to be a grief that comes with the stepping into a wound. And the grief is to grieve where it was created and things that have not been fully sat with. So the gift that you're getting, which again, I use that word, not minimizing the pain, the gift that will arrive and is arriving, because you can kind of, if you think about it, it's like the dragonfly with the skin tearing off. The skin is being torn off. But what's being revealed is you, and that you don't need to chase people. You don't. Now, one thing you can do to have the conversation is I would set up two chairs and I'd sit in one of them and I'd face the other chair as if they're in it. And I would have a conversation and say everything you need to. And then what I would do is I would get up and I'd sit in the other chair and I'd answer as them. And I'd keep doing that till the conversation is had. And that actually can provide what you desire because you get more context to their experience. You can actually do that with someone who's passed away. You can do that with someone who can't have a conversation. So it's important that you grieve that someone's not showing up for you and also that you're showing up for you. And that's actually enough. When we were raised in toxic environments, that's not home, but it's home. So when we finally say, I got to put my foot down, I can't do this anymore. Guilt is normal. And the guilt is usually a feeling that caused us to collapse our boundary and maintain connection as a kid. So for those of you listening who experience guilt, and that actually causes you to go back to an old self or to an old behavior, what's important to know is you can, one, increase your capacity to hold guilt. And two, you can increase your capacity for your body to hold the energy, the frantic energy. That's what it feels like at first, because it's the same thing as the skin tearing away on the dragonfly or on the nymph, right? Is you learn to increase the capacity of your nervous system to hold that there is disconnection. And where normally, in order to deal with the survival need for connection, we'll take that guilt and energy, and guilt is often exploited by manipulators. We'll take that and we'll reach out. We'll connect with them. We'll fawn, which means goes into like people pleasing. We'll freeze. So what happens is that to get rid of the energy that we don't know how to hold because we're afraid we're not going to survive because we're kids, we maintain connection to them and not to us.